Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. Today, on this last Saturday of February, the month of love, we talk about the last of the three types of love it takes to make a marriage thrive. Good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. If you missed the first two types of love, Bruce is here to bring us up to date quickly. Bruce, what was that first one again?
What was agape love, Jeff? The foundational commitment that we need to build our marriages on. It's that unbreakable love that God has for us and gives us for one another. And even though it's not always filled with a lot of warm fuzzies, it's the love that keeps on loving even when you don't feel you're in love. It's vital to our relationships because they need to be grounded on this unbreakable commitment. And the second type of love was phileo, the friendship love, the love that's filled with the warm feelings, the emotional connectedness, the fact that we enjoy being together. Good friends.
Well, great. Thank you, Bruce. And if you want, you can hear more about those two types of love on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. You can check out our past radio features there. Well, today we're talking about that third type of love. And if I remember, that's the eros love, that romantic, passionate love. And unfortunately, that's the type of love that most other folks in our culture really think love is all about.
You're right, Jeff. You know, we see this kind of physical magnetism up on the big screens and we hear songs about them, we read about it. And that's because our enemy, Satan, wants to destroy all the many good gifts that God has given to us. And he's worked hard to sell us on the fact that love is just this hormonal physical attraction that can be freely shared with as many people as we'd like with no strings attached. And that turns out to make it very selfish, and it's devastated millions of people who have bought the lie. And quite frankly, we're seeing more and more perversions creep up because people are trying to get as much out of this physical act as they can because they've taken it way out of God's context.
I agree, Bruce. And you know, what has God designed this type of love to really be like?
Well, he never intended for the physical aspect of love to stand on its own. We only have to scan the tabloid headlines at the grocery stores to see that all these celebrity relationships are crashing and burning because they've been built on eros lust and
not true.
An unbreakable committed friendship of agape and phileo love.
You know, and that's not what God intended marriage to be built on at all.
Exactly. You know, I believe this eros kind of love was designed by God to be the culmination, the celebration of the agape and phileo loves coming together in marriage. And it's a powerful unity builder. It's a relational glue, and he made it pleasurable so that we all will need and want to be reassured of that agape and phileo love we have for each other. In fact, Jeff, you know, I just read something in the research that really captured my attention. It rested my mind.
Ah, what was that, Bruce?
That most of us as men and women want to know that we're loved and accepted. We want to be assured that we're being loved by each other, and we want that more than we do the physical pleasure of eros. Let me say it like this. We want more of what eros means than we do what eros is.
Oh, I can see why that captured your attention. I don't think I ever would have thought of it that way.
Yeah, but it just goes to show the one who built us, God, knows exactly what's best for us, and he wants this to be a very exciting and fulfilling part of our relationship, and it's that burning and passionate physical love that makes our marriage relationship so special. You know, Jeff, I can share agape love and phileo love with others, but I can only share this eros love with Karen, my wife, and God has designed it to be a very special, powerful unity builder between just the two of us. So we need to understand what this eros love is, and what makes it special is that it's built upon the foundation of the unbreakable love in the context of a loving friendship, and those two types of love fuel eros even more.
Well, thank you, Bruce, and you know, if you've enjoyed this series on the three types of love, here at House on the Rock, we do a number of marriage enrichment events at local churches and in different venues, and we'd love to come and share some of this biblical information, these principles of marriage, with your family at your church. Please visit our website, hotrfm.org, and we'd love to come out and share this information with you. Until then,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.